Ever since young Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland decided they just had to put on a show, the movies have loved to portray young people performing. The latest example is the movie Camp. Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times movie critic Kenneth Turan says it's almost as good as roasting marshmallows.
Camp wears its heart on its sleeve and every other available surface. It's shamelessly emotional, and for a receptive audience, it's a great summer wallow. The story of a camp for talented teenagers who are hooked on musical theater, Camp has a good deal of the appeal and the drawbacks of a high school play. It can be pokey and hokey and earnest, and its plot and acting are not always polished. But the lure here is not supposed to be gloss and refinement. It's the inescapable charm and cheerful ability of a group of kids passionate about performing Broadway songs. They just want to entertain us, to hear the sound of our applause. Writer-director Todd Graff and his film are so on the side of these kids because he was one himself. A camper at Stage Door Manor, a performing arts camp in Lock Sheldrake, New York, that lists everyone from Mary Stuart Masterson to Robert Downey Jr. as alumni. When Graff spoke at the film Sundance premiere, he was obviously still blown away by his camp memory of seeing a 12-year-old Jennifer Jason Leigh as Laura in The Glass Menagerie. Camp is Todd Graff's debut as a director. Up until now, he's written scripts for such Hollywood movies as Used People and Dangerous Minds. But this was obviously a labor of love. He clearly empathizes with this group of outcasts who are ignored or outright shunned in their high schools. At Camp Ovation, everyone gets it when someone says, "That's so Stella Dallas." And Stephen Sondheim is worshipped the way Michael Jordan is everywhere else.
When I was 8 years old, I asked my father to send me to acting class. And you know what he said? There are 5 billion people in this world. If only 0.1% of them want to be actors, that's still 5 million people. Do you really think you're prettier than 5 million people?
There is a healthy dose of soap opera in Camp's plot, but the film is nothing if not aware of what it's doing. It knows it's riffing on cliches, and it counts on us to be willing to buy into the joke. Camp also counts on the talent of its youthful cast to convince us to cut it some slack when its story gets over the top. And we do.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wildman and Barry Gordimer, and directed by Christy Narasmith and Van Williamson. The production staff includes Steve Monroe, Melissa Gray, Sarah Mobley-Smith, Wilma Council, Ralph Cooper, Claudette Haberman, Kara Gerhard, Shannon Rhodes, Emily Barakas, Jordana Hochman, Melissa Yeager-Miller, and Shelley Franklin. The executive producer is Ella McDonnell. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.